But do we know you are here? How do we know you are strong? Yeah. How do we know you are able to wipe our tears away? How do we know you are here? How do we know you are here? Oh, Jesus, how do we know you are stronger? How do we know you are able to wipe our tears away? How do we know you are here? How do we know?
How do we know you are here?
Oh, Jesus,
how do we know you are strong?
And now by the power of your name. That's how we know you are here. The deaf who hear, the lame who walk, blind eyes open, the dumb will speak. By the power of your name, that's how we know you are here. The deaf who hear, the deaf who hear, the lame who walk,
the lame who walk,
my eyes open,
my eyes open,
the dumb will speak,
the dumb will speak.
Everything.
Everything.
able by the power of your name.
And that's how we know.
That's how we know you are here.
Hey, everything is possible by the power of your name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't want me to clap very well? Yeah, let's clap for this choir. Hallelujah. They don't want grief for these 21 days. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Welcome to this wonderful prayer conference. I told us yesterday, and many of us witnessed what the Lord did yesterday. And we know that today is going to be greater.
Amen.
Every day will be greater.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we're also blessed with the presence of one of our mommies in the Lord today. Lady Evangelist Oluwawemimo. Mommy, please shout one big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a certain evangelist also joined us yesterday during the program. Close to the end of the program, but thank God he came on time today. Evangelist Ayongbayi, please rise up and shout one big hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are joining us for the first time today, please rise up and shout one big hallelujah. Today is the first time of joining us into this program. Shout hallelujah. Wow. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. Even Mrs. Toby. Don't worry, you. Let me see that you don't come again. Each day you miss is 10,000 naira. Amen. I am glad to announce to us that the man of God is here. He's a great man of God. I've known this for more than 15 years. That he's going to be a great man of God. He has walked with me. When I was the DCC youth coordinator, he was my secretary. And I can tell you the grace upon him is so great. I've been telling him, you don't know yourself. Oh. So tonight, God has brought him to bless us. And I want us to please listen attentively to what God is going to tell us through him. And if he asks you to pray, please pray. Because I know God is going to work wonders this night.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Permit me to welcome my brother. Ah, sorry, we have one of our fathers here also, who is also new. Pastor Solomon. He has also been coming to this program. Daddy. Amen.
Amen.
So please, with Jesus joy, let's welcome our brother, Pastor Abel Ajayi.
Praise God. Come on, church. Praise God. I expect that you people will pity me a lot because I was almost getting fried up on that seat. It's really a rare privilege to be amongst us this evening. And I want us to again celebrate our fathers who are in the house. Please celebrate our daddies. God bless you, sir. Amen. And I want you to join me to beg that by tomorrow I should just sit behind there. Abby? Praise God. I also want to specially thank our daddy, Pastor Dari, for the privilege to come share God's word. All ministers present in the house, I love and celebrate us all. I'm seeing my mommy here to celebrate you, ma. It's good to see you. And I see my biological mom present in the house too. Please, can we celebrate my mom? Amen. I will be teaching a lot today, and also will be praying. And I want to beg that you pay close attention, and I'll try not to be too fast, but whenever that you have to read a scripture, try as much as possible to follow through with the scripture, okay? And whatever things that you can write down, if you're writing, please do that too, very, very fast. When I was told that I was going to start today, being second of the meeting, 21 days long, I was very much excited because I knew that one of the things that the Lord laid in my heart was to be able to help us achieve some form of foundation for the things that we're going to learn, right? If God is going to be remolding and changing things around in our life, He starts by first and foremost laying the right foundation. And then from there we can build upon it, and we'll see the mighty hand of the Lord working wonders in our lives. Amen? Amen. First and foremost, the topic that I've been given to talk on is the believer's authority. The believer's authority. I wish I had so much time. I was really praying that this meeting was going to be night vigil so that we can take one, two, three hour stretch for intense teaching and exposition into God's word. But then we have limited time. If we had so much time, I would have loved to ask a few persons what they really think or understand by the word the believer's authority. What it means in simple terms, without having to throw words around, is that the moment that one becomes a child of God, there are certain rights, there are certain abilities, there are certain empowerment that such believer has. How many of us are aware of that? You are aware that you are no longer an ordinary being the moment that you give your life to Christ. You are no longer just a human. I know you are a brother in Christ, you are a sister in Christ, but there is much more to you than the person that the world can see. Now, this is important because if we do not have proper understanding of what we have and whom we have become in Christ Jesus, to be very honest, without apologies, the devil is going to toss us to and fro, back and forth, until he makes a mess of our lives and we cannot see anything come out of it. And guess what? This unfortunately happens to people who are committed to church going, people who have become consistent in fellowshipping with the saints, people who live in communities where they are known as Christians. But unfortunately, they do not have an understanding of what it means to walk in the authority that they have as believers. Are you following me so far? So as we are building that foundation, the first and foremost thing we must know is, the moment I said I gave my life to Christ, what did it mean? Or what does it mean to you? Again, if I'm going to do a random selection across board and just ask different persons, how long have you been saved? I'm sure I'll hear things like 50 years plus, 20 years down the line now. 10 years ago, I gave my life to Christ. I've been saved for like 2-3 years now. A lot of persons have different years in which they've started their walk with God. But unfortunately, not so many persons have an understanding of what they have received because of the salvation that they've gained. And do you know how I know this? Because if I ask us one by one, to be very honest, we will not be able to answer. So this is why we'll be detailing this and we'll be writing it down. Eh? You write it down so that every now and then, after this, in fact, during this 21, there are certain confessions that we'll make that you write down.
You wake up in the morning every morning and you keep declaring it to yourself. Yes, because you see, the majority of the work that needs to be done after salvation is the renewing of the mind of the man that has been saved. I'm sure you've asked yourself the question so many times. I work with young persons a lot. And one of the most consistent questions that you see young people say is, how come that after I've given my life to Christ, I still find myself doing the things that I did not want to do before? How is it that I gave my life to Christ and I'm still seeing myself doing those things that I had dumped, those things that I had said to myself I do not want to do again? What's the reason? You have not acknowledged the person that you are in Christ Jesus. You do not even have an understanding of it yet. So entering into it is becoming a very big issue and a big problem. No believer can walk in authority until they know what salvation actually produced in them. What did I say? No believer can walk in what? In authority until they know what salvation has bestowed on them. When I say that I gave my life to Christ, or rather, I have received the life of Christ, what exactly did that bestow on me? What right did that give to me? What access do I have because of that? These are questions that we must be able to answer in the next 3 days. At least the period that I have with us in the next 3 days. We must be able to answer that detailly. You must be able to answer it accurately. So that if anybody walks up to you to ask you a question concerning your faith, concerning why you are saved, concerning how comes that things are happening around you despite the fact that you are saved, you would have biblical responses to give to them. It will not be you walking through the shadows. And you know one of the funniest parts, and I know you would agree with me on this. Have you noticed that one of the best responses we give to people when they ask us about our faith is that God knows all things? Come on now, are you here? Are you still with me? How many of you have given that response before? You know, sometimes you're probably sick in your body, or maybe you do not have sufficient money, and then someone is trying to question your faith, and the only answer you have is God knows best. Question: does God knows best? Yes, he does, absolutely. However, has God extended a portion of himself to you to take care of issues as it regards the earth? 100%, yes, he has. So the responses must be something that will now begin to be guided by the things that we'll learn. What exactly is salvation? First and foremost, it is not a moral upgrade. You know, when you say, I'm sure you know, if you walk around the street, if you go to, our mic is quite loud, so I'll be careful how I say all of these things. But if you walk towards, let's say, Boucher Road, for instance, are you going to find people who are not Christians that are good? I mean, come on now, very good people. Have you worked with people who are not saved? They don't even know how to spell Jesus, but they are good, right? Which means they are morally correct. Salvation is not that you got a moral upgrade. I mean, you were level 3 good. Then when you got saved, you are now level 5 good. No, that's not what salvation is. Salvation is not a religious label. A religious label means that it's boldly on your forehead. Or maybe if you have a car here, you have a sticker on the back of your car, Jesus is Lord. And that's how people are identifying that you're a Christian. No, that's not what salvation is. Salvation is the rebirth of a new creature with the life of God inside. I will explain that. Salvation is what? The rebirth of a new creature with the life of God inside. Let me paint a picture to you so that you can get this very quickly and very fast. And please, I want to beg you, please, very quickly. What we'll be doing the next 3 days is a build-up. So if you're planning not to come tomorrow and next tomorrow, I want to beg you to please come so that we can complete what we started together. Is that clear? So please, try as much as possible to come tomorrow and then next tomorrow. Salvation, again, is the rebirth of a new creature, which means that we once were found in a nature and a personality that was not in correspondence with God. Then all of a sudden, God found us, and then we were rebirthed. It doesn't stop at that. That rebirth has moved on to a phase where we now have the life of God locked up inside of us. I need you to be able to have a pictorial representation of that. That's why I'm taking my time to break this definition. It means that when you give your life to Christ, the word "I am saved" sounds very common. But let's put it this way, that after I got saved, God's life, come on now, God's entirety, think of God. 30 seconds, quick. Everybody in this house, think of God, how big God is. Come on, are you thinking? You need to think wide. Think of creation, think of the world, think of He that created the world, think of He that created the universe. Don't think of earth alone, no. If you did, which subject now teaches the nine planets of the earth? Geography, thank you. Think of earth, then think of the nine planets. Think of the firmament. Eh? If you want to go far in science, think of the Milky Way, the galaxies. Think of everything. He that made every of those things, His life is where? Come on. Don't look at me as if it's only me. In who? That should shift something in your mind. And do you know what this would first cause in your heart? It's for you to ask yourself again. If the excellency of whom God is deposited inside of me, and I'm living a normal life, I think I should ask myself again, am I really saved? Am I really saved? It was John that was writing. I was saying that now that I have this life of Christ, the seed and nature of sin can no longer dwell inside of. And it's not a function of the effort that I make to fight sin. No, it's that I am aware and I acknowledge the nature that I now have inside of me. Do you get that? I mean, I know that I'm now a child of God. I know that the life of God is now inside of me. Because of that knowledge, not even action, no. Because of that knowledge, sin is finding a foothold in my life and it cannot stand. My life automatically is showing forth the nature of God everywhere that I go, in everywhere that I find my place. Every place that I find myself in, moving progressively. Are we together so far? Now I've become the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus. It means that when God was going to buy me over through the things that Christ had done, he took his time and cracked. You know, I told some people recently, I told them, I said, if you want to understand what God did through salvation, you need to stop saying that Christ died for the entire world. It sounds vague and ambiguous. Is it true? Yes. Don't go and say I changed something in the Bible. Christ died for the whole world, yes. But you need to start saying things like Christ died for me. Personalize it. When you think of it as you, there's a mindset shift that happens to you. When you're reading your Bible, you read it with so much more intentionality. When you read about how he was nailed to the cross, a lot of memory flashes through your mind and you're like, he went through all of this for my sake. Leave the brother in choir, leave him. Leave the sister in the ushering unit, leave them alone. Leave your mother and your father. For you, he came for you. He took his time, went through all of the process that you might be brought to himself. Our general team says we're soaring on eagle's wings. Listen, there are some heights that God wants to take you to that you will never attain it until you understand the possibilities that you have in God. Naturally. That's what God wants to unlock for certain persons. He just wants to open you up to that reality of possibilities where your mind can fathom things. And listen to me, it's not about the things that you have or the things that you do not. We'll get to that point. So that someone will not be thinking, if Christ died for me, why is it that 5 years now I don't have admission? Why is it that I'm still looking for work? how come I don't even have transport to go home today? Come and prove this thing. No, we'll get there. Calm down. Right? Calm down. We'll get there. Because, no. Oh, God, help me. Help me. Help me. Because, you see, you must know that part of the possibilities that you have in God, Emma, is the access to the wisdom of God. Oh, the wisdom of God. You have access to what? The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God that instructs per time. A believer should never be found confused. Why? Because you have access to the wisdom of God. So the nations of the earth are locking up and down, looking for solutions to things. What do? You take advantage of your nature in Christ. And all you need to do, like Daniel did, is give me 3 days. 3 days. Three days. Listen to me. 3 days. They told this man to go look for a dream, an interpretation of dream. Nobody does that. Have you read Daniel before? You are looking at me as if I'm the only one reading Daniel. You've not read it in Daniel's before. The king said, I had a dream. I don't know the meaning. I have also forgotten the dream. It's not story, it's not tales by moonlight. It happened. I had a dream. I have forgotten the dream, and I don't know the interpretation. Go and call all the princes and magicians. Call them. Anybody that can tell me the dream and the interpretation, I will reward the person. If you can't, go and slay the person. Daniel said, "Give me 3 days. 3 days." The guy locked himself up and prayed and trusted the Lord, and we saw the wisdom of God play out in his life. No, you can't have access to such and be stranded. No. No, no, no. No, you can't have access to that. No, before I started having exposition to certain things in the word of the Lord, I used to have crazy... Daddy, you are very much aware of it. He was one of the persons that I would run to those days. I had crazy, crazy experiences in school. I mean, primary school was an easy ride. I didn't even used to read, just go and write exam. I was a smart chap. Secondary school, similar. The only time I remember reading was maybe when I was going to write WAEC. And some of my friends said, let's read, let's prepare. So we went prepared. I wrote my WAEC once. I wrote JAMB once. I got admission. Entered into university and the story almost started changing. What's going on? What's going on? Suffered that for a couple of years. And then I started sitting with the word of the Lord and praying through it. I have the mind of Christ. The wisdom of the Lord is resident in this mortal body. That's something now. That should change something. I have the mind of Christ. So my business cannot suffer loss. I have the mind of Christ. So my body is in perfect health. I have the mind of Christ. I have access to the riches that is in him, hidden in Christ Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. Let's read 1 John chapter 5 from verse 11 and verse 11 and 12. 1 John chapter. Are we together so far? If you are lost, just raise your hand and say, I don't understand what you are saying, sir. I will come back for your sake. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 11. Now, look at this carefully. And this is the record that God had given to us. What? Come on, come on, come on. God has given to us what? Let me tell you one problem I have with believers these days. I did that too while I was much younger. You will cram scripture. You can memorize it. You can read the entire psalm. But you actually do not hold on to the meaning of what the word is saying to you. Hello? You don't need to know 50 verses and recite it at a stand. That is head work. This work is saying, and this is the record that God had given to me. What? Life eternal. Is the same thing. Eternal life, life eternal. Eternal life. Life that has no end. Oh, come on. The deception normally is that we are waiting to suffer on earth. so that we will now enjoy later on. Come on now, come on. Did God say he give you eternal life later? No. He said, and this is life in his son. When did you receive the life in his son? Now, Abby. Uh-huh. And he said, you have what? Eternal life because of it. Listen, follow me carefully. Because you have received the life of his son, or the life in his son, you have what? Eternal life. Which means that the eternal life begins when? I thought it's when you die. Everlasting life, abundance of life, fullness of life, not half life, not quarter life, fullness of what? Fullness of life. Fullness of life. He that has the Son has life. Let's read verse 12 and see what it concludes with there. We read a lot of scripture and God will help us put all of this together for day one. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had no life. He had not life. So guess what? How do you differentiate a believer from an unbeliever? A believer has what? Life of Christ, eternal life. The life that was given through the Son of God. An unbeliever does not have what? He doesn't have it. Do you know why he doesn't have it? He did not believe. You know, most times we used to think that the reason why someone will go to hellfire is because he has so sinned and his life is now upside down and God will now condemn him to hellfire. The reason why anybody will go to hellfire is very simple. Let me tell you today. Mark it or write it down. Simple. Unbelief. Simple. What? Unbelief. It's in the Bible. Give me John 3:16. Let's verify that very quickly. It's not part of what I plan to say, but let's look at it. John 3:16. Very quickly. Who is on the console? This is why we should come with our Bible. But I wanted to read the scriptures. Anytime you delay, I go back to my Bible. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten Son. That whosoever does what? Come again. That whosoever should what? But have. So who has everlasting life? He that believeth. So who will not have everlasting life? So let it not look like we guessed the word. Go to verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is what? Did I answer our question? Was I the one that said it in the Bible? Clear enough. So believing is the issue. If you believe, you have life. If you believe not, you do not have life. Condemnation has come again. See, one of the things I've come to stay in our hearts this evening, right, is first and foremost for us to do a check again. Am I saved? So that we will not labor in vain the next 21 days. I'm serious. Don't come at, because you easily can join everybody and be shaking head. Oluwa will not share anything. No, I'm serious. Because there is a mark upon them who are his. There is an identification upon them who have been called unto him. He knows his own. How is he differentiating them? They heard the gospel, the message of the kingdom, and they believed it. What is the message of the kingdom? That Christ came. He was crucified. He died. He was buried. He resurrected the third day, and he's with the Father in glory. And the most important part is that the moment that he shared that life, I have same life. I will still get to break this down for us. It's not something we should rush through. I'll need to explain it to you bit by bit, so that when someone asks you again, how do you know that you are saved? You know, the common answer we give is that the witness of the Holy Spirit. up to date, a lot of believers do not even know how the Holy Spirit speaks to them. I was speaking to someone recently, and the person was telling me how that she was hearing some voices, and she was not even sure if it was God or if it was not God. You will know. Because you have become someone who lives by the word of God. So like we read in 1 John chapter 5, it says clearly that he that has the Son has life. It's not will have life. It's not that he's trying to have life. It's that he has it now. You have within you the life and the nature of God. Ha! You need to declare this with me. I have within me the life and the nature of God. See, listen. Do you know how to stop certain habits? Habits. You like lying. You like stealing. You like doing things that is contradictory. Is by the word, though. Ha! Oh. Scripture says you are purifying yourself by the washing of the waters consistently. As the word of the Lord is coming, it is flushing inside of you. You cannot say that you have life and the nature of God and you will lie, because the nature of God doesn't represent such. It doesn't. So I'm carefully looking out. So how do I understand my identity in Christ Jesus? I am looking at whom God is and what he represents. So if they tell me that I bear the life of Christ inside of me, and I read through the Bible and see that he who made me is holy, what does that mean? Come on now, say it boldly. I am holy. When I read through the scripture and I see that he that made me and that is called God is righteous, what does that relate to you? Say it boldly. Don't be afraid about it. I am righteous as well. When he says that the cattle upon a thousand hills, he owns them. What does that mean to you too? I own all things. I am laying this foundation for us so that when you begin to raise prayer points, you will not raise prayer points from the point of pity. Hello. Don't raise prayer from the point of pity. No, come on. Mommy, it's like saying that, see, your grandchild is coming to you right now, and you had bought bags of rice at home, you've stocked up your refrigerator, everything is available, and this child is coming to cry. Mommy, please help me. I am hungry. I'm about to die. Mommy, please help me. How would you feel, ma? Do you get the picture? Because he's saying, I have made all things available unto you. That's what you got while you got saved. Salvation, secondly, is a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. A new creation. The first thing we talked about, salvation, is God giving you his life, right? That's where we talked about you have the life of Christ, you have the life of God, and you have eternal life. Secondly, salvation is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Are we there? Yeah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. How many things? One thing. No, it's just a few, like five. All things have become new. I have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have become a new human being. I have become renewed inside of him. All things have become new. My mindset has been renewed. My experiences in God has been renewed. All things. One of the foremost things that believers battle with is forgiveness. I don't have the time to look into that, but maybe tomorrow. I need to show you through scripture how that... No, we will look at it tomorrow. No, we need to look at it tomorrow. One of the things you need to settle in your mind is how that God has forgiven you. That thing you did 15 years ago, He has forgiven you. Hello. God is not haunting you. When you, small thing, if money just finish in your hand, you say, ah, Olua, Abi, is it that thing that I did that day? Please forgive me. Have mercy on me. He has forgiven you. He has forgotten it. That's what the Bible tells us. God doesn't keep a record of the number of things that you have done wrong to Him. No. If not, the coming of Christ would have been null and void. It would have not been necessary. What's the foremost symbolism of Christ's coming? Is to stand in the gap. This is God. This is you. Christ stood and said, whatever needs to be done by the law. And more so, it's not even God that is wanting to punish people for sin. It's just the law. The law says, if you do good, come this way. If you do bad, go this way. So God turns a blind eye. Have you seen that? That law, this thing. And they will tie the person's eye and hold sword and holds. I mean, the law has passed the judgment. Did you scale or not? Wages of sin is death, right? But the gift of life is what? So the moment you chose to come this way, it is life. The moment you chose to come this way, it is death. But Christ came and said, no, no. Instead of us to pass judgment, whatever you want to do to Him, do to me. So He became sin for our sake. I know, tomorrow again we'll look into that. There's a lot to cover tomorrow. Let me show you the purpose and need for your identification with Christ. Let me tell you what happened the moment Christ stood in your place and took your place. So that you will know also that when Christ shared your life with you, when He shared your sin and shared with your pain, He didn't stop at that. He also gave you the opportunity to share in His life and share in the abundance of things that He had. It was a mutual relationship. Come on, don't lose sight of that. Never. We'll look at that tomorrow. But now we're looking at a new life. You have become a new creature. Again, how many things passed away? All things have passed away. All of it is passed away. And now all things have become new. Newness has come. Newness has come. So every time when we gather in conferences like this, the thing that we're reminding ourselves about is that indeed God has begun something new in our midst. It might sound like a theme, but it's a reminder of that which God had completed and done in Christ Jesus. So we are refreshing our mind. The moment we remember that again, that joy wells up in our hearts all over again. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the new thing that you have begun. I walk in it. I bask in it. I am not falling short in it. I am abounding in it, in the good works that Christ has completed for me. You are a new creature. You are a new spirit, a new identity, a new capacity, a new standing with God. God does not give authority to the old man. Authority belongs to the new creation. So when you're looking for people that will go to the field and do the work that God has assigned them to do, even if it were you, would you use the old or the new? The new. If you're looking for men to send to the field, you're looking for men to represent the kingdom. The old or the new? The new. So God has counted us worthy now to be in His fold. So when God is looking for a man, it's not time or season for you to begin to say, Lord, I don't feel capable. I have not learned enough. I am not okay enough. No, you are boldly saying, here I am, send me. What would you have me do? What is the assignment that you have to place in my hands? There are certain persons that they've begged over the years. Ah, join this department. No, I don't think I will fit into this one. Oh, yeah, join this other one. I'm not ready yet. I don't think I've fasted enough. Oh, yeah, do this one. Come and take Sunday school. No, I can't take that one. No, I'm not ready for that one. No, a new creation knows that the ability and the graces of God has been resident inside of them. They are ready to hit the road running, and they know that they have all things in Christ Jesus. It's been made available. They are not shying away from it. Not now, not ever. Not now, not ever. Whoo, glory to God. Salvation is a transfer of kingdoms. God has translated you from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Come on, take us there very quickly. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of what? Come on, say this with me. Who had delivered us from what? The power of? Say it boldly. He has delivered us from? The power of darkness. There is no calabash anywhere that they've cooked up. Hello? There is no mother-in-law that is looking out to kill you. Not he that is in Christ Jesus, or she that is in Christ Jesus. Why? He has delivered us from what? The power of darkness. And what did he give us in return? He has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So who can touch you in the kingdom of his dear son? Come on now, you are not sure about that. Nobody. Someone is saying, you don't know. These people are on your blue gun, against my God. Didn't we read it together? That the fullness of the God life is where? Is in me now. Is in me. Do you know that all of those things we see in Hollywood, and some that some persons genuinely might have experienced because they lacked knowledge of this? Do you know that they are trying to mirror the power of God? Are you aware? That they are pseudo powers? What I'm saying is that they are not original. Get where I'm going to. If you fear so much that which is trying to resemble the original. Case in point. Have you ever bought a fake charger before? You wanted to buy a Orimo charger. Uh-huh. Then the O at the end is A. But you didn't know. Uh-huh. You just saw that they told you this one is 4.5 and this one is 1.5. But the guy selling it said both they work, have you? And you just say, it's 1.5 I had. So you carried the 1.5 home. You came, he charged your phone a bit, then your phone started saying slow charging, something like that. Do you understand? Because of the availability of slow charging doesn't rule out the power that the original has. Hello? What I'm saying is that you need an original to be able to duplicate a fake. Did you get that? And which one do you have? The original. So someone comes with a fake and is intimidating you with the fake. And you are there telling the person, wrong. Very wrong. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness. You are now in the kingdom of his marvelous son. So Satan has no legal right over you. Not now, not ever. Darkness has no jurisdiction over you. No, how can you not have a good sleep? Why? How is it that you can't sleep well? How is it that you are having nightmares when you just wake up and make one declaration? Out now. In fact, if you want to put finesse to it, don't even put in Jesus' name, because that's like calling Jesus to now come down and say, no, he's inside of me. I'm the one telling you out now. You don't even need to shout. Are we together? Is it sounding like I should put some force to it? Let me shout it very because it's as simple as that to believers. No, I'm serious. It's as simple as that. One of the things that the enemy does to cage us is to prevent us from having this knowledge. Because he knows the moment you have this knowledge, you confront him by all means. You now operate under the heavenly government and you are not caught up in any other thing that is less than that. Salvation gave us access to God's power. God put his entirety of his power into the believer. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 19 and 20. I'm beginning to tie this up so that we'll use the rest of the time we have to do some intentional declarations and prayers. There are some very quick prayer points that we're going to take together. So that first and foremost, our mind would first be clear about these things. Let's be clear about these things. Ephesians 1:19. Come on, read with me. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Let me tell you summarily what this verse is saying. He said, the moment Jesus Christ resurrected, there was an energy. In the Greek word there is called energio. There was an energy that enabled the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And simply put, that same power that caused and triggered that resurrection resides inside of you. You know, while I was growing up as a kid, because we live in Plateau and there's a lot of mountainous areas around, I don't know if they still do that. They call it Nakia, right? So what you do if you want to own a land that is around a rocky place? I think we once broke some rock behind this place like that recently, some years back. So you bring a drilling machine and drill into the rock, then put a dynamite inside, then lit it up. And before you know what's happening, as strong as that rock can be, boom, it makes way. The rock splits across board. There is something that enabled the splitting of that rock. Some dynamite explosives were sent down into it. I'm trying to explain to you how that it was possible that Jesus Christ, after he was buried and dead, was able to come back to life. It wasn't Jesus wake up. A lot of activity went down into that. And it's something that you must reckon with. Why? Because what enabled that resurrection to happen? Just like you send a dynamite down to break up a rock, such happened to bring Jesus back to life. And because you now have God's life inside of you, the power that enabled that thing, that generated it, is inside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. So you see that when next you are looking at situation, there's a different approach you have towards it. Who is this mountain before Zerubbabel? There are some things that will just normally irritate you. What's this? And you are coming in your right and authority to address it. Why? Because you know power resides inside of you. No, now power resides inside of me. Power resides inside of me. God's power is resident, is locked up inside of me. The purpose and use of our pastors is to guide us to have understanding of these things. It's not to be calling them up and down when there's trouble here. Is that wrong? No, it is not. But the power, same power that a minister would use to help you, the same is inside of you. Overflowing, resident, dominant. It's there every now and then. You can beckon on it, you can draw from it. That same power. It is called the resurrection power. It's not symbolic. It's actual, raw, real power. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says that this power is at work in us. So you see, locked up in you today is the ability of God. And lastly, like I said, we'll be talking about how that salvation has united us with Christ tomorrow. Please don't miss tomorrow out. But tonight I want you to rise up on your feet very quickly. In the next 5 minutes, we're going to be taking very, very intentional prayers. Are you ready to pray this evening? Well, have you learned something to start with? Come on, church. Have you learned something this evening? God's power is at work in me. God's power is at work in me. God's power is at work in me. Do you have a keyboardist in the house? God's power is at work in me. Start with the first prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of salvation and the new life that you have given to me. That's the first prayer point. Take 30 seconds to give thanks to God. I might not have been aware of this, but thank you. Thank you for the new life that you have given to me. Thank you for the gift of salvation that I have received in Christ Jesus. I did not merit it, but you came for me. You came all the way for me. You came all the way for me. You came all the way for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, don't be distracted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be distracted. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, make this declaration. I declare that I am a new creation. Born of God, carrying His life and nature. Go ahead and make that prayer. I declare that I'm a new creation. I am born of God. I am carrying His life and His nature. Who is the declaration that must stay upon your lips? Go ahead and say that. Parate kosate ke bahato ke balata barate kabahates. Enye koso brekete kabahate. Labino satine kebus. I experience the love of God in my heart. It wells up in my heart. It wells up in my heart. I have His nature. 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 Not the nature of my parents. They might have told you you look like your grandmother. No, not the nature of your grandmother. I have the nature of Christ. I have the life of Christ. I declare and declare that I have it. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, take the next prayer. Say, Lord, open my understanding to the fullness of what salvation has given me. Remember, I told us earlier that knowledge is a thing that you must not lose sight of. Tonight, pray that, Lord, open my understanding. No matter how difficult this thing is looking, open my understanding to that which has been done. Open my understanding to that which Christ has given to me. Come on, open your mouth and pray. I am not ignorant of the things that I have received through salvation. I have understanding of them. 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 I have not lost sight of them. I walk in it day and night. I walk in it. 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 Come on, come on, come on. Don't be quiet. I have understanding of that which I have received in Christ Jesus. I have understanding of the power of God that I have received. I have understanding of the healing that I have received. I have understanding of the victory that I have received. I have understanding of the new life that I have received. Hey! Sakateke proto kabahetas. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say with me, I reject every lie that contradicts my identity in Christ. Say that again. I reject every lie that contradicts my identity in Christ. Come on, make that a prayer and declare it. Any lie that the enemy has told me from years past, I reject it. 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 The devil has told you severally that you are not forgiven. Reject it. The devil has told you that you cannot be healed. Reject it. Reject it. I reject it. Hey, I reject it. I reject it. He has told you severally that you can never succeed. I reject it. And I embrace everything that the Lord has said concerning me. I remember Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Declare with me, let the power at work in Christ be fully active in me from today. Come on, turn that to a prayer. Let the power at work that is in Christ, let it be active in me. 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 The same power, 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 the same power. And I'm a corrupt, I take a bala, take a bit, take a bala, take a bila.
Prayed. Can we take two more prayers? Is that okay? Can we take two more prayers? Are you ready? You take a posture of prayer and declare with me. I receive revelation of whom I am in Christ Jesus and what I possess through salvation. Come on, say that again. I receive revelation of who I am in Christ Jesus and what I possess through salvation. Come on, declare that. In the name of Jesus, as I read through my Bible, I have revelation. As I read through my Bible, I have revelation of who I am in Christ Jesus and what I have received through salvation. As I sleep tonight, I receive revelation. As I dream tonight, I have revelation of who I am. I see myself in Christ Jesus. I see what I have received through salvation. I do not live legally. I live in the fullness of the inheritance that I have. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. This last prayer point, you hold the hand of a neighbor. You're praying with someone closest to you. Come on, hold someone's hand. Just one hand, and you're making that declaration. Are you ready? Now say with me, Lord Jesus, let your life in me produce boldness, clarity, and spiritual authority every day. You're going to say that again. Lord Jesus, let your life in me produce boldness, produce clarity, and spiritual authority every day. Come on, pray for yourself and the person you are holding. Woo! No room for fear, no room for fear, no room for fear, no room for confusion. Elekora bahaste kebikonis. Edekete barata la bahaya. Elebababababos. The life of Christ in me, it produces boldness, 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 boldness. Wherever the Lord sent me, I go. Whatever the Lord says to me, I do. Whatever I read through the word, that is what I hold on to. Boldness, boldness. Shante kape 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 te. Elakate baba baso seberetines. Clarity. I am not confused. I am very much convinced concerning the things that he has written, the things that he has said. And I walk in spiritual authority every day. As the word of the Lord has said, I trample upon snakes and scorpions. There is no fear in my vicinity. There is no fear in my vicinity. There is no fear in my vicinity. The devil cannot intimidate me. No more! Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, lift the hand of that neighbor and declare with me, I am born of God. I carry his life. I carry his nature. I carry his power. I am a new creation. Come on, declare that boldly, I am a new creation. celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told you yesterday now, and I've told you, you can see, and you can see that CAC spirit in him. Go a lie. Just please, as he has said, don't miss tomorrow. I don't want anybody to get lost here. The foundation, by the grace of God, when I was making arrangements for this program, the Lord put it in my mind that it should be the one to start the teachings. And we can see it. So the foundation, by the grace of God, God is helping him to lay. After the declaration of our daddy yesterday, you can see how everything is just going. Please, if you are going to cheat yourself, you are going to deprive yourself so many things if you miss any of this program, I plead with you, for the sake of people. Oh, thank you, Father. All right, sir. I wanted to say, for the sake of people that were not here when we were doing our personal intercessory prayer, that's personal prayer request, the Lord asked me to tell you that he has visited you.
Yeah.
God is so merciful. So like I said yesterday, we have few minutes to pray. We're going to pray. I told you yesterday, throughout this program, we'll be praying this prayer at the end of this. Now, the one we took yesterday was to pluck out the feather that did not allow us to fly. Today, what we are talking about is that I made mention of it yesterday. Whenever there is storm, other birds go to hide. But what does eagle do? They confront, they don't even do the same. And at that very particular time, they don't flee their feather. They stay, they soar. But one thing that the storm does is that it lifts them. Say, oh Lord, my God. Please pray aggressively. Say, oh Lord, I'm my God. Because of who I am, I ride over storm. Oh my, open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. I know who I am. It has been said, I am not afraid. I don't go to hide. Every form of storm that is coming up against me, against my family, I ride over them. I ride over every form of storm, spiritually, financially. We ride as a family over every form of storm that is coming up against us, Lord. We ride over you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Leke polima rabos kanaba. Makapala mayeke polima ribos kanaba. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
Say, from today, see, one of the things that the eagles does, when I was studying eagle, is that when there is storm, he spread his wing. It's not struggle. I decree upon you, in any situation in Nigeria, you shall not struggle.
Amen.
Even other people are struggling to eat, they are struggling to find shelter. You shall not struggle. What it does is spread its wing, and the wing lifts it up. Say, by the power of the Almighty God, from today, no more struggle in my life. No more struggle. My yakapala marabaskandaba. I shall not struggle to succeed. I shall not struggle to be promoted. Every form of struggling is come to an end now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I depend on the strength of God. I rely on the power deposited in me by God Himself. No more struggle. Every form of struggle is terminated tonight. No more struggle. No more struggle. My children will not struggle to pass. They will not struggle to succeed. My children will not struggle to excel. They will not struggle to be promoted. My family will not struggle to have what to eat. No more struggling. No more struggle. Jesus' name, we are prayed.
Brethren, please permit me in the spirit of God say we should repeat that prayer. Peradventure, or let me just, not even peradventure. By the reason of that prayer, thank you, Father. Leke polira bos kandaba. The finger of God I see pointing is within these two groups. Everybody know you as a hustler, struggler. Go and mark today's date down. After this event, they will see the grace working on you, and they will ask you, please take me to your God. Because the Lord is terminating that struggling. Say, my Lord and my God, the struggle of my life has come to an end. I am no more struggling. I will succeed with that struggle. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray. Every form of struggle is terminated. Every form of struggle is cancelled. Lord, I make it with no struggle. I make it effortlessly. I make it by grace. The grace of God delivers success unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. Lema yakapala marabas kinaba. Lekapo lema yakapala marabos kandaba. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Before we postpone the remaining one to tomorrow. Holy Kapalarabos Kandaba.
Who is this fellow here that is keeping us? The Lord said we should go back to that prayer. Every form of struggle. Thank you, Father. Lekepo lema rabos kandaba ba lema yekepo lea. The Lord said there is somebody here. He said this is 21 years. You have been struggling with something. And you came to God to that in this program, if you cannot do it, that will be the end. No. It's not amen. You can go and write it to this date down. Before 21 days of this program come to an end, a breakthrough is coming. Please, can you hold somebody in this program? Hold somebody. Whatever that person is struggling with, is living that life now. Hallelujah. Say tonight, by the power of God, I terminate any form of struggle in this land. Open your mouth and decree. Whatever the struggle is, Lord, I terminate them. Whatever that is heavier, whatever battle, whatever thing you have been struggling with over the years,
you to have peace. That does not allow you to enjoy peace. We terminate them now. Now, 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 now. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Raise up your higher right hand, everybody. Because of time, I'll postpone the remaining one I wanted to say. But I make a decree tonight. Everything that make you to walk, but result is not showing. You wake up in the morning, you come back late, yet you are not looking better than people that did not walk. Maye kepo la rabos kandaba. Lika polima yeka poliama rabos kandaba. You walk, you labor, yet you cannot change clothes. You labor, you walk, yet you cannot eat what you desire. Whatever that is responsible for this is terminated tonight in the name of Jesus God. Anything that does not allow the favor release upon you to show. Some, as they come, is the way they go. They ask themselves, what am I doing? I decree upon you tonight, whatever that is the fruit of your labor, that make you to labor in vain, be totally terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. You are free tonight. You are free tonight. This is your own Shiloh. Your summer will show forth. Your summer will show forth. As many that will see you going to Shiloh, they will see you return. Will you return with somewhere now? In the name of Jesus Christ. By this time of next year, you are coming here with your Samuel. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Because you have answered. May your name be praised. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Please,
before we share the grace, I want to plead with you. Try and come on time. There are certain activities we take here that is still part of the program. Please, these 21 days, I can tell you, God is using it to change lives. Amen. God has determined to use it to transform lives. And the people you love around you, please invite them. Tell them. If truly you love them, you love them. It is not only when you give them a mudu of semo. Give them this mudu of semo that will change their life. Tell them about this program. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Okay. And please, the media say, as many that are coming, don't stay at the back. Just always come to the front so that the camera